Any questions or other comments on Dr. Bills? Okay. Let's go to number two, the sweaters. Oh, let's see. Pardon me, before we go on, I'm going to have to come back to this, these screens now that we're starting this. Okay. Yeah, we'll come back to this. Okay. We'd like a reader for number two, the sweaters, Sweaters Inc. Yes, thanks, Kathy. Would you read Sweaters Inc.?
I have a wonderful product that I have developed over the years. I knit beautiful sweaters using local wool that is very warm. Everyone remarks on their beauty and high quality, but no one seems to want to buy them. I have decided that my color scheme does not have the impact it should, so I have come up with different schemes and will come out with a new product line next month, October, when the cold season hits. It is rumored that this will be the coldest winter in years. It should get down to 24 degrees Celsius, 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so
in Southern California.
What are our suggestions to
move out of state? Move to Toronto or New York.
Yeah.
And we need to be where customers are for the most part, don't we? Some would say, oh, she just needs to put up a website and ship them to Toronto and New York. But that's another mountain to climb to have to ship.
But she's kind of making, I mean, from what little information, the assumption that, oh, it must be the color scheme. Right. It sounds like she hasn't really found out,
yes.
Well, am I charging too much, or why don't you want to buy my sweater?
Well, obviously, I think her main problem is climate. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's in a tropical area, and people are buying big, heavy, warm wool sweaters where she's at. So be careful that you don't, you know, we can make this mistake as business people. I've been there and made some of these. You don't get so passionate about something that you say, we can make this work, even though we're really not right where we should be with the customer. We can work a little harder, we can make it work. Even though we should be right here, we're actually out here. And so we have to figure a way to get the customer from here to here. And that's not something you want to be doing in a new business. You want to, the customer's here, you want your business lined right with that customer so that you have as efficient and as low cost of a possible access to that customer as you can get. Not some challenge that you don't need. Matt?
I guess that would be like, you know, see where there's a demand and fill that demand instead of find a product and look for the demand or try to create it or you're trying to, I don't know.
Absolutely. So understand, and that's that concept of aligning with your customer.
Yeah.
Customer has the demand, the customer has the need, customer has the space where they need that fill.
Right.
So you want to be in line with all of those. You don't want to be out of sync with any of them. Because if you are, it's going to be a lot harder process to make your idea work and have it be a sustainable, successful business model. And that's what you want, sustainable, successful business model. Not something that will go work extra hard. But by the way, after 3 months, we'll be wore out trying to get the customer from here to here, and it won't be sustainable, and then we have failure. So that's kind of the approach to solving the sweater problem is she's in the wrong place, and she's just not fulfilling the need. She can change colors, she can do everything she wants, and she's still going to have the same problem. Okay. Any questions or comments about that model? Yes, Ed.
I'm just curious about the jewelry industry. Would you sell a particular product in Cheyenne that wouldn't go in Denver or Southern California? You know what I'm saying? Like more diamonds here and more bracelets here.
Yes, but but not to a large degree. If it was a good item here, it'd be a good item in Cheyenne, be a good item in Provo. Interestingly enough, our average sale on engagement rings in Provo, Utah, were higher than they were in Denver, Colorado. That surprise you? Everyone says, poor BYU students.
Well, their parents are paying for it. Right.
Or grandparents. All these people are
contributing.
They're underwriting.
Jimmy has met this wonderful, wonderful girl, and they're going to have this wonderful eternal marriage and family, and we pull out all the stops to help that all work. So, anyway, the average sale was several hundred dollars higher. We over hundreds and hundreds of sales there, average than here. And you'd think this is so much more of a dynamic market than there, but just on the engagement ring part. So that's interesting. So the key is to have the right product where the customer is, and make the adjustments. Don't be out of sync with anything if possible. You have to work at it. It's easy to slip out of sync sometimes and not even know it's happening. So you have to work at it. Okay, let's move on. The next page, we're going to go to another business model. And